Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so grateful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying and encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. Always preached with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to keep us steadfast in our daily walk with Him. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all, and Maranatha.
Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Thy loving kindness is better than life. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. I lift my hands, Lord, unto thy name. My lips shall praise thee, thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. Unto thee, O Lord, for thou art worthy. Help us today to walk in thy way, to glorify you, Lord, in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours, to be faithful in all that you've committed unto us. You're certainly faithful to us, O God. We would bless you, Lord. We would give you the glory. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. Help me to speak as the oracles of God. Words of faith to minister grace to the hearers, edify the body of Christ, that thou, Father in heaven, might be glorified. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We want to talk about peace today. Peace, peace. And course, we'll talk about being spiritual. Thank you, Lord. Well, don't y'all laugh now.
Amen.
God made us body, soul, and spirit.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And everything, there's a spirit. You understand? Jealousy, there's a spirit. Envy, it's a spirit that goes with it. What gives it life? You know, hatred, that's spirit. Yeah. Praise. That's what gives it life. Worship, that's what gives it life. So that's why we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Glory, glory. Now, God put on my heart to say certain things, and of course I need His help to do it. Thank you, Lord. I do want to say again that I'm not bitter, and I don't think that anyone's done me wrong. Absolutely not. My testimony is I've gotten better than I deserve. The Lord has not rewarded me according to my transgression. And I thank God that He's called me into His service, into His fellowship. Absolutely. So if anybody ought to say, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, then that should be me. That should be us. How dare us show up and find occasion not to do it, and look God in the eye and say we're doing right? That's not the fear of God. That's delusion. Thank you, Lord. Peace. Shalom, shalom. Hallelujah. Now, like I've always said, and I got this by the Spirit, really, peace is everything in its proper place,
amen.
Proper relationship. That's what peace is. Huh? So we can have peace anywhere all the time. It's not dependent on situations and circumstance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It depends on our righteous response.
Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord. So we can have peace right now. See? That's what God wrought for us. God wrought for us peace through Jesus Christ. When he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand. See? We were far off, but now we're brought nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. Peace, peace, peace means that we're in right relationship with God. That also means we're in right relationship with everybody else. That's peace. Now, we like to say, well, you know, me and God. That's not peace. Peace with God is right relationship with God and right relationship with everybody else, especially yourself. See? Peace is what God wrought for us. I'm excited about peace. Let me tell you about one of my soldiers. I said this again, but I'm going to try to fit it in with what I'm talking about. He was telling me about him getting caught up with the drugs. And he said, First Sergeant, man, he said, I got, you know, tucked this drug. And he said, man, I've never been in such a state. He said, I just can't explain it. And he said, then I tried it again, and I never could get there. Now, the best thing that ever happened to me is the presence of God. And I found how I had to get back there again. see what I mean? Even if you won't, I will. I'm getting there even now. See, the presence of God, the peace of God passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. There's no earthly temporal thing that happened to me that trumps that. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Nothing. If that's the case, then you don't know him. That's why you see me getting excited when I talk about it. What do you get excited about? See? Hallelujah. What do you get excited about? Huh? Come on, Kurt. Wake up over there. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, men take drugs because it takes them away from reality. You understand? But they're still there. It's just a facade. You know, they're still sinners damned to go to hell, but the drugs just make them forget it. See? The peace of God let us know that we have salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So when we are reconciled to God, that's peace. Now, being reconciled to God means we are in right standing with God.
Hallelujah.
Understand that?
Thank you, Lord.
But it doesn't stop there. You see, that's where we miss it. You mean if Jesus Christ came in here and said, wait a minute, Jesus Christ came in here and said, shalom, shalom, y'all look stupid at me like Kevin did. See, I'm just using him for an example. Well, yes, he would. Of course he would. Of course he would. Huh? This is how God proves that he would do it. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody exhorts you to give glory to God, you should be ready to do it. Unless your heart's not right. Oh, I praise God with the Baptists, not with the Methodists. Oh, I praise him with the Democrats, not with the... Well, I praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's a commandment. Give God the glory, Ann. Brother Dry, we're getting stirred up. Rightfully so. It's the honor we ought to give God. We ought to get stirred up at the mention of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm not saying that right. Of course, Kevin's going to get over there and talk with Paul, and he's going to light up, you know, because he's talking his excrement. Huh? I'm not afraid to. I call it like it is. Hallelujah. In fact, he'll smile in your face and talk his excrement. He'll show up in the tater patch and talk his excrement. Well, why don't we just give God the glory? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Lord. A right relationship with God. There's nothing better. Because if you don't have peace with God, you don't have peace. Everybody understand what I'm saying? You will not fare very well. If God is not your friend, shame on you. Of course, he your Savior wants to be, but mostly men don't want it. They love themselves. They love their own way. Huh? Right, so they don't love God. You love God? Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't you feel good in that shirt, brother? You look good in it. Absolutely. Look at him, Brother Lawrence. See how good he looks. All right. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Brother Driver, you looking pretty good this morning. Hallelujah. Rightfully so, though. We being sons of God shouldn't be looking down and downcast. We ought to rejoice. Inasmuch as we are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Hallelujah. You got food on the table? Come on, things. What's up here? Hallelujah. Woke you up this morning? Sorry you on your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! You know, I just believe what I've been saying. So when folk act like a right relationship with God is not the best thing, then I say go to hell. It's just not so. You are lying on God. A right relationship with God is the ultimate. Huh? Not a week with the grandchildren. Huh? Praise the Lord. In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Now, peace also, we could say it like this. It is a gift from God. Every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights. No darkness in him at all. Huh? No variableness. He's always the same. Huh? No shadow turning with him. Hallelujah. His word is immutable. Yeah, if he said it, he'll perform it. Hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. If I do it, then I'll come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now, when we as saints endeavor to come together to worship God, this is the presence of the Lord. Because where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So we'll throw all of that away and say, well, I'm spiritual. I'm not going to show up to worship with the saint. Well, he's in the midst of the few that gather in his name. See? See what I mean? Hallelujah. Any way you look at it, that's how the truth is. I can make my point from any situation. Because that's how, hearing his love, not that we love God, but that he first loved us, gave his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. I still get excited about someone giving his son for the propitiation for my sin. Yeah, I'm not going to find an occasion not to give him glory. He paid the propitiation for my sin. Hallelujah. Now, maybe you don't think too much about your sin. But by the grace of God, if you can know where they take you, then maybe you'll think again. Sin is only pleasure for a season. But then, you know, there's a judgment. We got to spend eternity somewhere. Hallelujah. I know what we like to do is live our lives like we want to live them. And then at the judgment, they say, oh, I'm sorry, God. Isn't that how we do it? Oh, yeah. I know that. Praise the Lord. Go what we want to do. Go. I shouldn't have done that. I'm so sorry. Depart from me. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got it right, don't I? Absolutely. 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 So, peace is a gift from God. You know, what are you going to preach for me today? It's also a fruit of the Holy Spirit. See what I mean? Absolutely. 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 It's not something manufactured by man. Man know nothing about this peace of God. It passes all understanding, but it'll keep your heart and your mind. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, the mind of Christ. It'll keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Glory to God.
It signifies wholeness. Completeness. Huh? Tranquil. Inner, you know the things that they say meditation can get you. What's that other stuff they do? Yoga. These are invention of men. Absolutely. Won't give you peace. Now that has to do with you. Not with God and other people. See? Hallelujah. Pray without ceasing. Listen to this. Well, we like to walk on this. In everything give thanks. God forbid if someone should intimate that we should thank God. That's like telling us, praise the Lord. How dare you come into the dining hall and say, praise the Lord? I'm not going to do that. I'm not part of that. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun come on and praise him. Come on, Kurt. Praise him. Come on, Yoko. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the... Come on, Larry. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Oh, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Hallelujah. 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 Straight from heaven. In everything, give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. How about this one? Quench not the spirit. Woo! Be led by the spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Hallelujah. That means we must exercise our senses to discern good and evil. And that which is good, we hold to. That way we cast away. It's a good thing to give thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was in the military. Y'all know that, don't you? Even before I got in. By virtue of the house I was born in. Absolutely. I was John Rice's little soldier. Praise the Lord. But when they call the formation, you better be there. It wasn't optional. But here, you know, God does it. It's optional. You see how the things of God, we just poo-poo. But when the president says it, we got to do it. When DMV says it, we have to do it. When the doctor said we have to do it. But the things of God, no. Y'all know God's called a meeting this morning? There's going to be a meeting in the air, in the sweet, sweet by and by. Well, you're going to be in that meeting? Well. Oh, I'm just going to wait for the, I see. How deceived are you? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God's own son, he'll be the leading one at the meeting in the air. Praise the Lord. Come on, David, get excited, brother. Hallelujah. Abstain. We like this one, don't we? Abstain from all appearance of evil. Now, what that means to some, Pastor Rice, don't you hug them sisters. Y'all know, boy, I preach good. I'm just honest. That, to some, that's what it means. Huh? You can be disobedient. You can be rebellious. That's not a problem. Don't you hug them sisters, brother. Huh? Well, not only do I hug them, they hug me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Oh, I don't think it's evil. Larry get hugs too. Come on. Absolutely. Praise the Lord, saint. Owen get hugs. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Charlene, you get hugs. Old woman like you. Praise the Lord. Oh, it's our birthright, huh? It's our privilege. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we can sing praises and do evil. We can show up in the dining. We're witnesses, aren't we? Let's abstain from that, though. Right? Let's do good. Let's give thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Listen to it. And the very God of peace. Huh? He's known as the God of peace. Isn't that all right? He's the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And the very God of peace sanctify you. Holy. How about it? Holy. Completely. Thank you, Lord, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He will do it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. You know how our rebellion is manifest? When we're instructed. Without the instruction, right. Huh? Now, our rebellion is manifest because there's instruction. Hallelujah. Huh? God said, walk this way. Rebellion said, nope. Huh? Gather with the saints. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. Obey them that have the rule over you. Now, y'all know that's in the book. No? And if you love John 3:16, you love obey them that have the rule over you. Don't try to fool me. Huh? Don't believe some strange doctrine. Oh, yeah, I love John 3:16. But you know that scripture that say obey them that I can't stand that one. I see. I got you again, then. You hypocrites. You hypocrites. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We need a new Bible, man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, old Kevin's giving me the finger this morning, don't you? Yeah, you saw me plead with him, right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, that's harm to himself. That's not harm to me. You see, I'm still being willing, obedient, or whatever the Lord would have me to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, not by murmuring and complaining, not by backbiting, not by subversion, not by manipulation, not by self-exaltation, but let your request be made known unto God, who is able. Praise the Lord. I'm saying it right. We walk all over this. Well, we don't do it by prayer. We do it by talking back. We do it by giving God the finger. Come on. Praise the Lord. Fear God won't let you do that. No, that's not a manifestation of the fear of God. No. Before I even heard about God, I had to fear man. And it charted my course. Absolutely. It caused some restraint in me. Yes, it did. I didn't have to be too smart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yeah, that was times I missed the mark. Not in your face. Not in your face. If I had done that, I wouldn't be here. Absolutely not. I didn't stick out my tongue. I ain't doing that, Daddy. See? That's what Kevin did. Yeah, that's what Kevin did. That's what Kevin did. Don't follow his example. Don't follow his example. See how I instruct y'all well? You mess around too much, some of that will rub off on you. It is in you, you know. He'll pull it up. He'll draw it out. Absolutely. I'm trying to draw out something. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, David. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And the peace of God. See you again. Which passeth all understanding. Shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. As we abide in him, then he abides in us. Hallelujah. And his marvelous works are manifest in us as we yield our members servants to him. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? As we perform our reasonable service, here am I, live in me, manifest yourself in me, be glorified in me. Glory? Now, Kevin's response doesn't glorify God. You keep saying it. He keeps doing it, doesn't he? Absolutely. Hallelujah. You know, he rests for a while and then he shows back up. Absolutely, but what's in the heart is in the heart, and it will come forth. Hallelujah. Let not your hearts be troubled. Have peace. You believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. What a test, huh? For, you know, the love of God. Yeah, we love God. We love the one whom he sent. Whosoever he sent. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. How about that? Oh, wretched man. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again. Now, what Kevin's doing, that doesn't say, oh, come, Lord Jesus. Make sure we put this on. Don't look at Kevin. Yeah, this is so that we can take a look at ourselves. Is what we're doing saying, come, Lord Jesus? Is what we're doing saying, I love you, neighbor? Praise the Lord. See? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Diane says, you're not going to preach to us, are you? Let me hear the woman.
Well, many people love Jesus as Savior, but they don't love him as Lord.
Oh. Hallelujah. Well, that's true. That's impossible, though. Jesus, if I be your Lord and Master, praise the Lord. He can't save you unless he be your master, because he's going to tell you what to do. Just like Noah was told what to do. Paul was told what to do. Anybody that, yeah, Jesus say what to do. And the problem the hypocrites have is we tell you what you ought to do, and you look at the man and say, I ain't going to do it. Of course, that's destruction for the messenger, huh? Oh, that destroys the messenger, doesn't it? That destroys the veracity of God's word, doesn't it? Yeah, that just destroys the power of God's word, doesn't it? No, it establishes it. he came into his own. His own received him not. Hallelujah. All day long, I stretch out my hand to a disobedient, a gainsaying people. Come unto me. Come unto me. Huh? Why will you perish? Turn, turn, turn. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Said he'd come again. Well, supposedly that's why we said we came here. Well, I mean, that is the message that's still being preached, still being proclaimed. Yeah, if he doesn't come, we don't have any hope. Huh? I don't care how many grandkids we have. Huh? The Lord, we don't have any hope. Praise the Lord. How much riches we procure. If the Lord don't come, we don't have any hope. So we look for the blessed hope. It's the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Y'all know he's here? Hallelujah. You aren't going to find something else to do, are you? Somewhere else to go? Huh? Praise the Lord, Brother David. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. The natural man and the spiritual man. You know anything about him? Now, again, I was listening to the broadcast. Y'all know I listen? Hallelujah. I think it's just right. You know, God wrought his work so that the broadcast could be. And he gave us ears so that we could hear. He gave us the opportunity, the grace, the privilege. We should hear, huh? Well, let me tell you, we hear only as we purpose in our heart to do. You see how Kevin hears? Now, don't look at Kevin, though. As we purpose to do, that's how we hear. That's how we hear. So some don't hear very well. They don't purpose to do. No. Y'all don't believe it like that? You think you can attain into all the wisdom of God and saying, I'm not going to do it? You ain't even got out of the starting blocks. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. It's the very beginning. And if you don't have the fear, say, my God, this is the voice of God I'm going to follow. You don't have no wisdom. No. You can go around, rub your beard all day long. Come on. You know. Yeah, pray. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. So, he says, the ones that think they're spiritual that make trouble. Hallelujah. Y'all know that's true, don't you? Hallelujah. He talked about the five brothers that say God told them they had the same wife. He said, well, I guess I'll have to cut up in five pieces and give each brother a piece. Huh? That's what, huh? I mean, if God said it, you got to do it. Huh? Praise the Lord. Amen. I told old Brandon, I said, man, you, after Rebecca, you have to stand in line. Huh? You'll have to stand in line. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. But let's learn the lesson now. Yeah, this is what happened to men's hearts when they're seeking their own. And they'll employ, you know, God in it and say, God said it. And, you know, this is the will of God. Y'all know that's common. And one way they draw disciples after themselves, they appeal to their own, them loving themselves. And they'll say, you know, you and I are spiritual. And then they'll say this doctrine. And me, I say, well, I'm not that spiritual. I'm not that spiritual, brother. Oh, ain't God good? Now, that's how they draw you in. I'm telling y'all. They'll say, now you and I, say, we're not like that bunch, children. So such and such and such. And then they draw you in. What a bunch of shit. I mean, excrement. Hey, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Y'all don't believe that? So consequently, the only ones that are spiritual, the one that hold to their doctrine. Ain't that something? Praise the Lord. What a perilous condition. Huh? Hallelujah. Well, they try to work the work on me. Absolutely. You know, that's how they did, Brother Sarah. You're a prophet of the East, I'm a prophet of the West. See us. And that's how men came here. You know, the prophet, he's a prophet. I'm right next to him. That spirit. Yeah, praise the Lord, say. Absolutely. Come on. What about the brother? Well, I don't got time for him. Huh? I ain't got time for the sister. I'm too busy fellowshipping with God and the prophet. See, I'm spiritual. Praise now. You all want to get in the fellowship, come on up here with me and the prophet. Come on, brother. I'm just telling the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Which means the truth is revealed from heaven by God. Hallelujah. You can't have a monopoly on it. I don't like you. You can't have the truth. It's revealed from heaven. And no man can receive anything except it be given him from heaven. See what he gave Peter? Peter said, thou art the Christ. Huh? He said, your earthly father didn't give it to you. He said, my father in heaven gave it to you. Which means that's how all truth is revealed. From the Father above. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, some things they call, I guess you can call anything art. And if someone says it's not art, you just say, well, you don't understand. Is that right? Y'all know that, don't you? They put anything, all kind of excrement, they call it vulgar, repulsive. You don't understand this is art. That's the one that think they're spiritual. Here's my bowl of excrement. This is the things of God. This is the wisdom of God. Look at all this excrement. This is what I got from God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. I don't want none. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Been to the river. Been baptized. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Do understand, though, how consistently these things work. You see, Kevin? See what I'm saying? They're persistent. But, and some are yeah, you, what about us preaching? Oh, no, none of that. That's enough. But this goes on all the time. The devil doesn't stop working. No, absolutely. He's not slowful. No, he's not. He's not slowful. He knows that he has but a short time, Charlene. Amen, amen. But again, we're pulling back the covers. Those that are spiritual, that's what they do. They present it to you. And if you don't receive it, then you're not spiritual.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Man, if you are spiritual, you know who I am. Right. What I do. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. And, you know, if your heart's not fixed, your mind made up, and you'll fall for that stuff. I'm telling the truth. I'll be done shortly. Hallelujah. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us from God. That's how we know, by the spirit. Hallelujah. Which things also we speak, and so I speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Is that all right? Hallelujah. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judge of no man. Now this is a favorite one of the spiritual. Or the ones that think they're spiritual. Yeah, yes, they would. Yes, they would. If you try to correct them, they'll say, well, you know, you. Yeah, they will. Absolutely. Absolutely. They hold the truth of God in unrighteousness. He that is spiritual judgeth all things means he judged the spirit. Huh? That's what he judged the spirit. He don't mess around with the jots and the tills. He said, what spirit is this? Where does this come from? That's what the spiritual do. That's what the spiritual do. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Y'all know what spirit I'm of this morning? Huh? Anybody know where Kevin is? Hey, bro, Kevin, where are you? Hold up. Praise the Lord. Brother Kevin, we're having church here. We're glorifying God down here in the dining hall. Can you come? Hey, Angela. Hey, saints. Come on down to the dining hall. He's pouring out manna. Come on down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's what we do. The Bible tells us that. It's a believe not every spirit. So the spiritual must judge the spirit. Not who it is, not how much you like them. You judge the spirit. And you do that by the spirit. Hallelujah. All right, we're reeling them in. Hey, you didn't see Kevin out there, did you? Praise the Lord, say. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, say. Thank you, Lord. Those that think they're spiritual, they try to get you looking at everything but the spirit. Absolutely. What the devil does. Hallelujah. Because if you judge the spirit, then you'll see where they're coming from. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Instruction books say, believe not every spirit. Try. We must try every spirit. Of course, we have to be spiritual to do it. See what I mean? Oh, there we go again. We have to be spiritual to do it. So some not able. Huh? Yeah, some are just not able. Huh? Thank you, Lord. So they're tossed about with every wind of doctrine by the cunning craftiness of men who lie in wait to deceive. Hallelujah. Don't listen to Pastor Rice. He didn't get it right. Huh? Y'all don't need to show up and listen to that. Praise the Lord. Huh? They look me right in the eye and said, man, ain't nobody going to be saved by that crap you preach. How about that? Well, that let me know where he's saying. You're not going to listen to him, are you? Some did. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I preach Jesus Christ and myself his servant for your sake. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all don't know I'm preaching Jesus Christ? Make sure you tell your kinfolk. Say, he preaching Jesus Christ. Tell your kinfolk. When they rail on us, say, he preached Jesus Christ. He don't preach himself. He preached Jesus Christ, Savior, Redeemer. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. So when I tried to appeal to James once, we were down behind the tabernacle. And I said, brother, you love me? He said, I love Jesus Christ. Oh, what an opportunity, huh? Hey, you love me? He said, I love Jesus Christ. And I kept on talking. He said, well, you know, man, it's spiritual. You know, I get that sells it all up. It's spiritual. Absolutely. That's why men are rebellious and go in the opposite way. It's spiritual. The same reason men forsake all the fall of Jesus. It's spiritual. Hallelujah. Yeah, he said, man, it's spiritual. And Pastor Dow said, man, I'm going to give you the scripture. You know, if you forsake him that spoke from heaven, shame on you if you don't hear him to speak on earth. He said, now, you don't understand that because you're not spiritual. See? Hallelujah. Good for me then, right? I told you. You all come up with your doctrines, and you're going to try to pull me in with saying, well, if you were spiritual, I'm not that spiritual. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord Jesus. He loves me. And you know your kinfolk that are going contrary? You know what they're saying, huh? That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. If you were spiritual, you'd understand. Huh? We don't ever want to be that spiritual. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But he that is spiritual, judge, absolutely. He that is spiritual, judge the spirit. And you ought to judge right now this preaching by what spirit? That's all you need to do. Get me out of the picture. Get you out of the picture. And judge the spirit. See what I'm saying? Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Well, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we know we have the mind of Christ. See, this is the word of God. we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the mind of Christ is my will is to do the will of the Father. We have the mind of Christ. Jesus said, my will is to do the will of my Father that sent me. Who is my mother? Who are my brethren? They that do the will of my Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. We won't be too much longer. When Rachel come? Praise the Lord. Peace. I'd like to have peace. I'd like to have peace with Rachel Smith, with Kayla. I would. Anybody got any influence with them? Anybody? Hey, Seth, where's Seth? You got any influence with them? You tell them that I want peace. Huh? You really? No hanky-panky, just I want peace. Huh? You find out what their problem is with me. I won't say anything. That if I can help them, I will. Okay, tell them like that. All right? Hey, Kayla, what's your beef with Pastor Rice? Huh? He wants to sell things. See? See what I mean? Anybody got influence with Rachel Smith? Tell Rachel. Say, hey, what do you got against Pastor Rice? He want to sell the store. He want peace. He won't say nothing. He just want to know what it is. What it is that he can do to make it right. Yeah, what can he do to make it right? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Whatever I can do, I'll do in righteousness. If I can't do it, I can't do it. You know, but I desire peace. Tell Caleb, say, I desire peace. Tell Rachel, I desire peace. Tell Mark, tell Rebecca, I desire. Tell Robert, yeah, peace. Peace by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, some are concerned about certain things I say on the broadcast because someone might hear. Okay. Usually they hear secondhand. Yeah, right. They don't hear me preaching that right. Somebody said, Pastor Rice said this. That's because they're not looking for peace. They ought to tell them, Pastor Rice said they need to forsake all to follow Jesus. Tell them that. Tell them that. Praise the Lord. Tell them that. Praise the Lord. Absolutely. Tell them listen in for themselves. Praise the Lord. Say, you love Jesus? Why aren't you listening to the man? Tell them like that. Say, listen for yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I just believe that the things that I say are profitable. Absolutely. For anybody that love the Lord Jesus Christ, profitable to strengthen them, to encourage them, to edify them, or to walk in the way. Yeah. I believe if you have opportunity, you ought to listen. Really. Praise the Lord. God did choose by the foolishness of preaching. And faith come by hearing. Absolutely. Imagine the faithful find everything else to do but to hear a preacher. Except the one they choose. You understand. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus.
God chose you for me.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
My utmost.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Who's the author there?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Well, I read Oswald Chambers. See? Well, come on. Why don't you listen to Pastor Rice preach? Praise the Lord. Oh, I see. Yeah, I read anybody that don't look me in the face. I read the Bible. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Well, we're Moses' disciples. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I'm going to be done shortly. Is that all right? You know, I send out my little message every day. Some respond, some don't respond. But today, of course, I sent out something I need RSVP on. Because I really don't want to send it if they don't want it. If they're just tolerating it, I don't want to do it. No, we send it to somebody that wants to receive it. It's like, if you don't want to hear what I have to say, then go away. Yeah. Unsubscribe, he says. So on my little group messages, I send out RSVP. If you're not pleased to receive my messages, you reply, stop. I won't send them. Won't bother me at all. Y'all out there want off the mailing list, we'll take you off. You don't want to be on God's mailing list? Tell it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ain't God good, brother? Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, God. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Those that think they're spiritual, they don't receive from God. I just read the scripture. These things are hidden from them. Those that he revealed things to are those that become fools. You understand that? Y'all don't believe it? Yeah. If you would be wise, then you become a fool. Get rid of your old earthly wisdom, your human wisdom, your human understanding, and stand in God's presence and say, I know nothing at all. Hallelujah. Then he'll fill you. But most he can't fill because they know too much. You know, if I were preaching to a bunch of hungry folk and say, just tell me about Jesus, that wouldn't be no problem. But you preach to a bunch of people you don't know like I know, then what can I do? Y'all see, I'm at a disadvantage. Hallelujah. Come on. If you were spiritual like me, well, look, what can I say? I'm at a handicap this morning. I'm not spiritual like you. Praise the Lord, saint. I need Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm seeking the kingdom. Need mercy. Woo. Thank you, Lord. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in thy sight. He's the all-wise God. Absolutely. Hallelujah. If we think we're going to receive the things of God by anything but submission, we're a bunch of fools. We're not going to outsmart God, outmaneuver him. We won't trick him. Absolutely not. We won't strong arm him. No. If we are saved, brother, we'll have to receive it. Man said, that's it. You mean, come on. Hey, I'm rich and famous. You mean I got to be saved like Pastor Rice? I'm spiritual. You mean I got to be saved like Pastor Rice? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That's the only one way. You show up to God and say, I'm destitute. I'm bankrupt. Yeah, I don't care how much money you have, how pretty you are, how strong. Look here, Lord, I'm just a bunch of nothing good. ain't going nowhere. Ain't worth nothing. Can you help me? He can. And if you show up like that, that's him helping you already. No man's going to do that on his own. No, absolutely not. I don't care how wretched he is, he's going to exalt himself. Consider yourself. But the grace of God will bring you to that place. Hallelujah. Now, I'm lost, wretched and undone. Huh? And we must continue in that. Not yesterday, that's today too. Come on. I imagine at one time Kevin was probably like that. No good. We have to be like that today. Let's learn a lesson. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, you know, if you weren't so straightforward and call names, we could do better. You embarrass me. Is that how y'all say it? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Hallelujah. So to know the things of God, we must abide in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The wise become fools, and the spiritual judge the spirit. Is that okay? The wise become fools, and the spiritual judge the spirit. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. That's why, you know, Paul said, man, I've already judged this, not been present. And like I tell you, when you say, well, you haven't heard my side. Well, I've heard enough to judge, though. I judge the spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you won't get to the truth. You'll go round and round and around and around and around. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. This brother told me, his daughter said, we're like a bunch of, like a army camp down here. Is that what she, how did she say it? Too regimented?
Military
compound. How about, she never been to the military. they'd have Kevin in the stockade. Yes, they would. Come on. They'd have him in the stockade. Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Yes, they would. Yes, they no. Come on, say. Huh? You wouldn't flip off the commander. No, you wouldn't. No, you would. No, one time, maybe. Ah, Jesus. But this is the way of the world. Men think that if any instructions, then it's, you know, not lawful. No, consider yourself. It intrudes and come on, steps on what I want to do. Thank you, Lord. Well, of course it does because God knows better than you. Huh? Imagine that. Yeah, he said, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Thank you, Lord. Submission is the power of God. Y'all know all about Jesus Christ? Y'all love him and y'all don't know that? Well, Pastor, we know in theory. Yeah, I know. I make the judgment. We know in theory. Huh? Praise the Lord. Don't expect me to do it. Huh? No, don't expect me to submit. Huh? Like an army compound down here. Imagine that. These people got to get keys to the vehicle. How about that? This man, when he came, he said, you mean they get to leave like that? Then you say, but his daughter said, well, you know, there, that just shows you the different heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Lord. One time I had a letter to mail. And I said, Brother Starr, I got to go mail this letter. He said, Pastor Rice, you don't have to leave. I said, I'm just going to the mailbox, prophet. But he did tell me something. I shouldn't be chomping to leave. He said, Pastor Rice, you don't, huh? As I'm going down to the mailbox. Y'all know you can mail your letter like that? Hey, but we can't get our personal stuff. You need to get with Jesus. He give me personal stuff. What's his personal stuff? Well, that's stuff that I can get and nobody else knows about. I don't want none of that stuff. Praise the Lord. That's not good stuff. I'm going to tell you what God gave me this morning. Huh? Gave me joy and peace. Hallelujah. Put love down in my heart. Thank you, Lord. What's his personal stuff? We want and we don't want God to know we got it. Woo! Thank you, Lord. I don't really want to know. Absolutely not. Thank you, Lord. There's certain things that don't help me in my judgment. Now, after the carnal, you think the more you dig up, the better you can judge. Absolutely not. The better you submit to God, the better you can judge. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Of course, in the situation where I was told, you know, you don't listen to my story, you always choose the other side. They both were saying the same thing. And even though I say this, it, I guess, don't mean anything. Huh? I'm not going to call names. All they do is make you mad. Come on. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to exhort you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Provoke you unto love and good works. You mean we can see all this stuff going around us and we can't discern how perilous things are? Really? Really? You know, the house that I was raised up in, you know, Dad, he meant what he said. And I couldn't correct him. Well, see, that most of us are not there. You know, God means what he says, but let me correct you, God. So I was probably fourth, fifth grade, and one of the students said to the teacher, you better not touch me. My dad said, you better not touch me. My jaw dropped. I said, what is this? I never heard such a thing. Huh? So there it was. Teacher with, you know, arm locked. You teach my child, but don't you correct them. They had to work through it, of course. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. My dad didn't say that. Hallelujah. I'm almost done, saints. Oh, let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ. I'm a minister. And stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. All right? But with me, it's a very small thing that I should be judged of you or a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet I am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. I thank God. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. Then shall every man have praise of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. David prayed something concerning presumptuous sin. Hallelujah. Well, usually we put that in the context of doing something and expecting God's going to grant us repentance, which we could do, because if we find the place, God will have to give it us. And we do it and say, well, I'm going to do it because I want to do it, and then I'll seek some repentance. You've not done that now. Hallelujah. But I would say we could also put it in the light of you taking a position that's not rightfully yours. Hallelujah. Or are you putting yourself in place of the authority? That's presumptuous. Oh, we don't do that, do we? Surely there's some authority to call old Kevin into the dining hall. Hey, Brother Kevin, by the word of the Lord, come on down here to the dining hall. See, surely there's some authority. Of course there is, but we just don't subject ourselves to it, especially not in the natural man. Oh, come on, Phil. You know what they say in the world, huh? He's not going to make me look like a Trump. I've been around. Y'all think I just... Hallelujah. I'm not going to do it. Praise the Lord. You do it on your own. Say you're here to wait on Jesus and you do everything contrary. You blame that on me? Come on, Saints. Let's be fair in here. Huh? Say you love the Lord and you want to hear the word preached, and then you don't show up and apply yourself. You don't blame that on me, brother? Are you thinking about what I'm saying, brother? Hallelujah. Come on. Get your mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gonna be all right, Bakia. Amen. 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 All right, I'm going on in Jesus' name. And these things, brethren, have I in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sake. You might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up one against another. Now, those that think they're spiritual, they don't care how highly you think of them. And if you don't think highly enough of them, they'll, you know, sort of poke you. But the truly spiritual do it like Paul did. See? He said, we're no different than you. All that we have received. So I can't be puffed up against y'all, and y'all can't be puffed up against me. Not the ones that think themselves spiritual. Don't you know who I am? They said by the Spirit. Sometimes they said it by word. Yeah. But all you have to do is judge the Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's all right, Brother Lawrence. Bless you, brother. Every spirit that confesseth Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. That's how you judge. That's how you judge.
Hallelujah.
Is of God.
Right.
And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this is the spirit of Antichrist.
Hallelujah.
Where have you heard that it should come? Praise the Lord. Spirit of Antichrist. When we can so quickly and easily dismiss the workings of God as something else. Really? That's Antichrist, you know. If what's going on here now, we say, well, it's not of God. It's just some work of man. And we do that by the Spirit. You understand? I judge by the Spirit. Absolutely. If you're sick and laid up and can't come, that's one thing. But if you're walking around big and ugly, that's another thing. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. God's going to hold you accountable. I'd come on down there. I'm too busy doing the work of the Lord. I see. We're too spiritual to believe you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We got to call Charles Smith. Anybody know Charles Smith? The number was from Ohio. Charles Smith, right? Kurt's going to put it on the broadcast. John Doe? But he said, you know, I want to come home to God. Well, that's a good plea. Praise the Lord. So, yeah, we'll see what the Lord will do. He said, I'm a prodigal. Well, everybody that presents themselves as prodigal, not prodigal. We have the portrait of the prodigal. Absolutely. Not many meet it. Well, we have the portrait of the saint. Right. Portrait. This is how a prodigal looks. This is how they act. This is how they present themselves. This is how the call of God looks. This is how they present themselves. A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Hallelujah. I know Kevin's going to go out and do something else, you know, and he's going to say it unto the Lord. You know what God's going to say? Right. Now, of course, he don't believe that. Oh, men by nature just think God should receive anything they offer up. And, yeah, in their stupidity, they believe that he does. But out of his own mouth, he don't. Hallelujah. He only accepts the good stuff, which comes from him. That's where man misses. He wants to offer up something from himself, some man-made stuff. God, he spits that stuff out. He gives you what he wants. Hallelujah. He shared about his love in your heart. Now give that. Hallelujah. He gives you understanding. He says, speak that. Not that stupid stuff that you, no. Hush your mouth. Hallelujah. Woo, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. You've heard that Antichrist should come. And even now already is in the world. Absolutely. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, Antichrist. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. See? Thank you, Lord. If you're comfortable and happy and agreeable with the world, then this is the case. Huh? Praise God. They don't see no light, and they don't taste no salt, and this is the case. Oh, you're comfortable with them, they're comfortable with you, then you don't represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. It's in the book. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. There's more. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Oh, Kevin's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. For ye are carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men? Simply it tells us that in the midst of all of that stuff, it's a bunch of carnality. And as much as we manufacture that stuff and encourage that stuff and say we're spiritual, we lie. We lie. We lie. Hallelujah. For where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. You can determine that it's not spiritual by the elements there. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm serious. When if y'all get a Rachel's ear, or tell them that, all I want to know is what their beef is. I won't say anything. If I'm able to help them, I will. So that, you know, I can be at peace. You know. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. May the Father draw us. He's preaching this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm plain and simple here. I don't want to rebuke them. I just want to know what their problem with me is. Now, evidently, they got a problem. Evidently. If it's because I'm here, I can't help them. If because I preach, I still can't help them. You understand? If it's something I can help them with, I'm willing to do it. As much as lies within me, I want to follow peace with all men. Huh? Hallelujah. But understand me, us blaming stuff on other folk is don't won't release us. Absolutely. That is the stupidest thing, huh? What a refuge. Come on. It won't support you. It won't protect you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. They put us all in one basket, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I know some of y'all surpassed me, but they put us all in the same. Huh? Yes, they do. Huh? I'd rather you prefer to us as saints than them people at the farm. that has a shady side. Come on. We're not the people at the farm. We're the ones that love Jesus. Huh? You know. That's how John presented himself. You know. The one that Jesus loves? Well, that's who we are. Come on, not them people at the farm. Come on, saint. No. Huh? Thank you, Lord. There's got to be a better way you can represent us. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. I got to finish up here. Thank you, Lord. I'm just so happy in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, I'll pray for Charles Smith. And if his heart is right, God will receive it. But we can't be afraid that they're going to drop a bomb on us. That's no good. Huh? Absolutely not. Thank you, Lord. Fear God. Keep his command. Oh, Jesus. Waymaker. Burden bearer, heavy load sharer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we have good opportunity here. Yes, we do. Yeah. You know, like when my parents sent me to school, I had good opportunity. I didn't make the most of it. For a while I did. Then I got knowledge. I was good until I got knowledge. No, and that's what happened.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The Lord still had mercy on me. Hallelujah. You know, though I dropped out, I still went back to school. But I learned the most in the school of Jesus Christ. You know, as he said, follow me. And I'm still learning because I'm still following him. And as long as we're following him, we are learning. No matter how long we have followed him, when we stop following him, then we're not learning. Yeah. Now, the spiritual think that, you know, you come to a point and you have all the truth. That's not it. If that was the case, we'd overthrow God. Yes, we would. Yes, we would. We try to do it now. Oh, you sit down over there, God. This is the way we want to do it. Huh? We're going to worship in here, but we're going to do it like this. Huh? We got a spiritual leader, but we're not going to follow him. We're too spiritual. Boy, I preach good. We're wise in our own conceit. Hallelujah. Now, the commandment that the leaders have
Elders, is be thou an example. Well, 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 what does that mean then? What does that, come on you wise guys, what does that mean? He said, be thou an example. Take the oversight. He said, take the oversight.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He said, feed the flock of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. He purchased with his own blood. It is true.
Thank you.
Yeah, certain try to pull folk away, try to pull this one away. Sure. Absolutely. Thank under the guise, I'm a prophet.
Right.
Well, that's not the work of a prophet. Absolutely not. Don't be deceived. No. Well, that's the work of a grievous wolf. The work of a prophet is to turn people to God. Yeah, turn God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't God good? Oh, help me, Jesus. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I understand when, you know, God sent us forth. You all understand, don't you? That there's going to be opposition. Huh? It's just part of it. It's for our good, though. Absolutely. I have no animosity, no bitterness. I'm not endeavoring to take vengeance on any man. Belong to God. I'm like Paul. I wish you were all like me. Hallelujah. Happy in Jesus. Determined to go on. Hallelujah. Y'all see I'm determined to go on, don't you? Anybody in here can't discern that? Hallelujah. Well, make sure when you talk to Caleb, Rachel, you let them know. Yeah, all I want to do is have peace. I just want to know what their beef is. What's your beef? Hallelujah. I pray for them all the time. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But seducing spirits are seducing spirits. And they'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you things that leave you comfortable in your wickedness. Yeah, absolutely. Them seducing spirits won't bring you to repentance. No, no, no. Absolutely not. I said, well, that's all right. Pastor Rice is so wicked, you can do that. Come on. Absolutely. All right. Them people at the farm, they're so wicked. So I'm justified in living like this. Praise the Lord. Oh, God. Can y'all imagine Obadiah trying to move these two away? Huh? What would Obadiah offer them? See? Come on here. Or them seducing spirits talking to you, you make sure you find out what they got to offer. Huh? Well, where would they go? What would they do? Somebody talk to me. Why would Obadiah do that? Thank you, Lord. Well, we should learn. Thank you, Lord. Well, at least Marie's say she's they're glad she's here. That's pretty good, huh? Hallelujah. But she ought to be like old Diane and say, I'm glad I'm here. Hallelujah. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Glad you're here, Brother Kevin. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, let the Lord have his way. He's long-suffering. Oh, compassionate. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know experimentally. What I talk about, saint, you all, no matter how dumb and stupid I am, This is what I know. I've made up none of this. Huh? I met the Savior, and he filled my heart with love and joy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Gave me something I never had before. Yeah, got this. Yes, praise the Lord. And I'm undeserving. I'm not going to move off of it. The mockers said, well, you know, they're just putting on or whatever. You know, they mock us. That's because they don't know. Hallelujah. That's because they don't know. Hallelujah. We're talking to the ones that know. Hallelujah. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We glory in tribulation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But sometimes, you know, we give place to these seducing spirits, and yeah, we shouldn't do that. Ask God for wisdom. He'll give it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'd write Rachel a letter, but she probably wouldn't read it. That's why I talk to you all that have her ear. She won't listen to me. If she would, I'd do it myself. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, help me, Jesus. Well, we got one Rachel coming. Thank God. Hallelujah. God put Charlene here. He's a wise God. Absolutely. He's well able. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, we are laborers together. Y'all know that?
Amen.
Paul said, man, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that give the increase. Hallelujah. What wisdom there, huh? So, Jesus, what a friend. Is he your friend or best friend?
Hallelujah.
I see. Hallelujah. Well, well, it's a consideration, isn't it? Maybe we'll be provoked. Is he your best friend? Huh? Well, I'll let you answer it. Men think nothing of forsaking Jesus. No. I mean, read the book. They left God and they got them strange gods. Even God that calls them to offer their children in the fire. Can you imagine that? Absolutely. That's what Ahaz did. That's what Manasseh did. Who would think God would forgive Manasseh? Huh? What hope we have? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Men think nothing of forsaking Jesus to obtain what they desire. They don't call it like that, but that's what it takes. But they receive not the desire to forsake all to follow Jesus. Of course, if we follow him, that's what it takes. Now, we don't mind, giving up Jesus to obtain the other stuff. But when Jesus requires us to give up the other stuff to obtain him, then we say, what is this? That ain't right. Huh? That's what we say. That ain't right. Huh? Understand, this is what it takes. Whether you come to the Overcomer or wherever you live, wherever you go, the requirement is the same. And what we seem to think, well, if I hide, then God won't hold me accountable. Well, Huh? Well, try it again. try it again. If I got nobody to reprove me, then it won't be charged against me. No, go ahead. Say it like that. Huh? Praise the Lord. Well, I do preach forsaking all to follow Him. And I get it out of the book. I've got authority for it. And I believe it. I'm going to hold to it. All means all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you talk about forsaking all. They spit that out. They're repulsed at the very thought. Absolutely. And then they start to rest and deny, you know. So then they come up, well, you know, we're still serving God. We still love God. I see. Hallelujah. As long as we're abiding in the fellowship. Huh? Are we not in the fellowship? All that are in Christ, then praise the Lord. Unto the pure, all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. Hallelujah. You know, people that don't want to line up, don't want to believe, all they're going to do is look for wrong. And when they find it, they think then they're justified. That's so foolish. That's so foolish. If that's the case, we can't be saved. Praise the Lord. One of the sons in the parable washed down the river. That's all he did. Man, he'd sit around at his place and he'd take note. Look at that wicked cherry. Look at cherry. She's right in there with them heathen. Hey, look at that. See? Praise the Lord. You know, that's the spirit. Praise the Lord. And when the elder brother came to try to talk to him about his, he said, my sin? Not like that. Look at that rascal over there. Man, he living right in there with them. My sin? Oh. Hallelujah. And then that were the other trying to build his way back. He said, when he see all my good works, Father going to forgive me. Well, if you can get some good works done, I suppose, but how are you going to do it? Praise the Lord. I'm going to be done here. They profess they know God, but in works they deny. If anybody tell me they love Jesus, then I'm going to call forth. You love Jesus? Hallelujah. I'm going to call forth, and you're not going to deceive me. You may deceive you, but you won't deceive me. Hallelujah. When I say, give me some dap, I want some dap. So when I send out in the spirit, then come on. You're not going to fool me now. You're not going to fool me. No. I'll know if you're a soul brother. Woo! Soul brother! Come on, Terry. Give it up, man. Give it up. Hallelujah. Got them stirred up here this morning. Rightfully so. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I mean, you know, we that are the spiritual, we know. We know when we send our peace if it comes back to us. Absolutely. 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 And we seek peace. We're peacemakers. Absolutely. We're the children of God. Hallelujah. All right, I think we got it all said. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful sight, the saints in the tater patch, huh? We say that by faith. We put them in the ground and we pray for the increase. Huh? French fries and mashed taters. Huh? In the name of Jesus. We see afar off. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Search me, O God. Know my heart. try me no matter. Hallelujah. There's more. Let me see. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of life. We can't get around that. We don't have to pray it. Well, I'm not going to pray that. Well, this is what God does. This is the psalmist agreeing with God. Now, he going to search you. He going to know your heart. Yes. Yes. Yes, Les. Thank you, Lord. He going to try you. He going to know your thoughts. Thank God. Hallelujah. Also, we've been searched this morning. We thank God. Huh? Thank you, Lord. So we're going to pray, brother. Who's going to pray for us? Timothy? Timothy got his sermon over here, but he'll have to hold on to it. We get that cattle prod powered up. And when he started to mumble, we can poke him. Huh? So he can reach down and get it. Huh? Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, when I fall. Huh? They say it like that. I will arise.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you again for stirring up Pastor Rice. He said he was available and he made himself available. So we were received and grafted where we're meeting this, Lord. It's a great salvation. It's a most excellent journey, Lord. And thank you again for giving us a space to repent and your determination to save us and setting your love upon us, oh God. And so come to the very thing you've begun a good work in us, Lord. Even now we need to know the work's being done. And so we thank you every opportunity we have to come together, give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for all the marvelous things you've done for us, oh God. And so each day, Lord, I pray we would just count our blessings and it would certainly take care of our complaining. So we thank you for the prophet sent. Let us know you're coming to a lifetime. And, well, we will live it more perfect, Lord. And certainly it's perilous times, Lord. And seeing that all these things shall be dissolved if we don't see it, Lord. And we're really not looking well. And so we would set our affections on things above. We would draw nigh, Lord, and let it be in spirit and truth, sincerity. And thank you for this grace. I pray that we all appropriate it, Lord. And bless those who listen in as well, and gather your people for the Passover, Lord.
We would gather, Lord.
The Lord's body, make us ready, make us one. Come in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints of the Most High God. Huh? Chosen in Christ before the world began. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I didn't mean any harm. I just wanted to call and ask for prayer. I want to come home to the Lord. I've been there, sir. I've seen Brother Spear. I've seen everything. But I just want to come home to the Lord. If you could just possibly pray for it, the Lord, let me come home. Because I believe, like y'all do, I don't think we're getting out of the tribulation, sir. You see everything going on. I know who you are, Pastor Rice. I know you from Oklahoma. But I need prayer, sir. Please just pray for me. If you could just do that, sir, to allow God to let me come home. I'm a prodigal son. And I want to, my name is Charles Smith, and I want to come home, sir. I'm so sorry. I want to come home to the Father, or it's too late. Please, sir, if you could just do one thing for me, how the congregation pray for me to come home to the Lord. That's all I ask, sir. I don't mean any harm. I want to be in a relationship with God and Jesus Christ, the Lord, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. That's all I want. Please don't deny me this one thing, sir. Please pray for me. I beg you in Yeshua's name. I thank you.
I can't say amen because I'm scared because that's the Amen Ra. I don't say the word amen. But I guarantee that one word, Yahshua, is it. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. I'm sorry.